Politically, right is right, left is wrong. Talking to a liberal is like going down into a mine, way, way down without a lantern. I gotta tell ya, they are dim. Really dim, just saying. The prime mistake of Canada. You know, he's determined to block jobs for students unless organizations who hire those students sign a statement attesting to their support of liberal values. I ain't kidding. Nobody can make this stuff up. You know, he wants the people to be like him, or, you know, they're just not good people. He wants to promote homosexuality. He wants to promote abortions. And you know what? That's their value, I guess. Kind of believe in whatever you want. But to push this on to other people, you know what? That's not nice. And that is what's going on. And last summer, it was demonstrated that many students weren't able to get jobs because the people that they were supposed to work for didn't believe in abortion and they wouldn't sign off on it. And so many of these liberals, they say, you believe in abortion or else. You know, I'm not a fan of abortion, but let me tell you, 40, 50, 60 years ago, a lot of these liberals, I would have been in favor of that. Just saying, Calgary. I was at the gun show there recently. You know, there's a huge, huge lineup to get in. Thousands and thousands of people were there. And I scanned the faces of all the people and I thought, wow, the government, they're against us. Everyone in this line is a good person. They pass a background test every day. And I thought, wow, look at it. They're good old boys and women. I mean, we're here and our government hates us with a passion. They're trying to disarm us. They're mad at us all the time. And we're murderers, I guess. We're all scared to talk much about what we do because the press has been after us for many, many years. In the Calgary Gun Show, I looked again and I thought, how can this be? These are good old boys. They all work. They all pay taxes. They haven't murdered anybody. You know, I haven't recently. I mean, like, come on. But that's what's going on. Here's some photos from the gun show. I mean, here's a fella that was selling Make Trudeau a Drama Teacher Again shirts. And I got to tell you, he had a roaring business. A lot of people were buying the shirts, buying the hats. James Lockhart is his name. He's also in the firearm business. And it's guys like him that make Canada great. And it's people like the Prime Mistake that make us scared and make us not feel like we're proud to be Canadians. And wow. For example, grammar, that grade 8, it shows up now and again. You know, a reporter asked me not long ago, and he said, you went to school only to grade 8? And I said, that's correct. Well, if you had to do it again, what would you do? And I said, I'd leave in grade 6. Oh, I'd even talk worse then. The government questionnaire that was sent out to Canadians this past fall was to gauge how we felt about these new restrictions with regard to handguns. They're talking about taking them away from all those good people that I'm talking about. And the results are now in. And a large majority of the 130,000 respondents said, hey, it's no big deal. Leave them alone. And so now all the liberals have come back and said, ah, that must have been manipulated somehow. I don't believe those results. They never believe the truth. They will continue to do the same thing until they get the answer that they want, whether it be the referendum in Quebec. I think there's been three of those, and they're not satisfied. It's like the liberals in America. They can't accept the results of the people, of the voters, and they'll continue to go on and on and on. They really, really are crazy people. They're all nuts. They should have been squirrels. Okay, let me end today with this. There is no, from your wiser advisor, there's no such, I had to write this down. It came from me, but it's profound. There's no such thing as too much money or too many bullets. See ya.